Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. I'm here alone on this lovely Thursday. Lee is away visiting her two-year-old grandsons for the first time in Florida, and she'll be back on Tuesday. So for today, you just got me. Now call with your listing number and we'll give you a good dishing. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We love to dish listings. You just give us an item number and we gently, critique your listing, tell you what you're doing well, and maybe suggest some tips to even make it better. But we have some full lines, so let's go to the phones. Let's talk with, we're talking with Amy. She's a first-time caller. I think your user ID is Glamour Puss Fashions. Is that correct, Amy?
Yes, it is.
Great name for a store, I think. So what's your question or comment?
Well, I'm calling because I opened my store in June or July, and when I first opened it, I wanted to learn as much as I could, so I started listening to the show and joining Facebook groups and YouTube and just getting different tips and tricks, and I think that it's helped me a lot because in the last 6 months, I became a top-rated power seller.
Well, and congratulations.
Thank you. My sales have been good. And during the last couple months, I had heard a lot of information about fourth quarter and getting ready for it and expecting great sales and listing and doing things to make sure that you have a great fourth quarter. So I have 650 listings, and I guess what I noticed is my fourth quarter wasn't that good. My November. My sales went up like 19%. And I guess I just was kind of disappointed and wondering why it wasn't more so.
Well, I assume you sell apparel, correct?
No, I actually don't.
Oh, what do you sell?
I had started that name like in 2002 before I started selling what I'm selling now. So I sell toys and dolls that are vintage mostly.
Hmm.
I don't sell any new items, I should add.
Yeah.
And I had heard some people say that used items don't sell as well for Christmas, and I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I just expected maybe a 50% increase, perhaps. Especially.
Ooh, that's a big increase, yeah. Well, yeah. It is a tricky time of year for non-new merchandise, especially for areas like vintage clothing or vintage toys. Most folks right now are on a mission, and the mission involves filling out gift lists. And those are usually going to be new items. The new hot items or something that's new in package. So yeah, pre-owned items don't tend to sell as well, up through the, if that's the main focus of your inventory, up through the holidays. Where we do see, the opportunity for increases in that type of merchandise is right afterwards, where a lot of, buyers start saying, well, now it's time to buy for me. And I happen to like old toys, or I happen to like used but good condition shirts or shoes. So I hardly sell anything new, and I see most of my sales slow down a little bit in the fall and into the holiday season, but then they pick up in January. But it can be a challenge. One of the now it's not impossible, but what it takes is maybe a little marketing savvy and a little willingness to be a little ingenious when it comes to marketing, because you've got the kind of items which are getting very little play in advertising around the holidays. And I'm not just saying on eBay, but I'm saying everywhere, because the focus is so much on new gifts to give in package. But the opportunities here for marketing both on eBay and off eBay using social networking are still pretty good. If I'm going to make the assumption, correct me if I'm wrong, that you really love the things you sell, and that's one of the reasons you sell them.
Yeah, I love dolls.
See?
So
that's an important first step. If you really have a passion and understanding and love for the type of inventory you sell, and in this case dolls, then you need to really shout that passion to the world, expose that passion to the world by utilizing social networking. I right off the bat, thinking of creating a business or what we call they call a fan page on Facebook specifically for your business where you can talk about dolls. And when I say marketing, I don't mean in the old sense of all you're talking about is what you have for sale. Obviously, you're trying to promote what you have to sale for
right.
sale, but utilizing Facebook and Pinterest. Pinterest is a big one because your dolls are going to be incredibly visual and there'll be a lot of collector interest. You want to get your things in front of collectors, but in a way that's not just listing items, but talking about what you know and love about dolls.
Right.
Conversations about a particular type of item that sparks interest in other people is the best way to get someone to open their wallet and buy something, as opposed to saying, buy this doll. Here's my doll. You should buy it. When, in fact, a story about how you got involved with dolls or which dolls you love the most or helpful education. You might be an expert. You sound like you might be.
Yeah, I know how to fix doll hair and replace eyes and some. I wouldn't say an expert, but I do know some information. It's just nice to know that it's not just me. And that
it's not just you, no.
The used sellers in general, because I'd expected this huge upswing, and I bought all these boxes and all this bubble wrap and all this tape, and I just sit here like, oh my God, what did I do?
Nothing. You didn't do anything, but don't worry, because those boxes, they don't expire, so you can still
right.
use them. But
right.
what I would,
well, thank you.
I would, Amy, I would love if you would keep in touch with us and let us know how this journey goes. You will find both on Facebook and eBay and on our eBay chat board, because there's some real experts that hang out there on the eBay radio chat. Lots of free advice about how to utilize Pinterest and Facebook and Instagram and all those social networks that are so visual to get your information out there. I mean, I could foresee you writing blog pieces on Facebook, on your Facebook page, about how to repair doll eyes, how to repair their hair, what to look out for when you're purchasing a doll. What are the condition issues? Are there fakes out there? If you know about them, do you want to alert people how to avoid them? Those kinds of conversations go a lot farther than just putting an item in front of somebody and say, buy it. People will get interested in what you have to sell because they'll know you as a passionate expert on dolls.
Thank you. I really appreciate the help.
Amy, good luck, and let us know how that works out.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay, Amy. Wow, what a great call that was. Lee would certainly appreciate that call, but she's not here, so we'll have to do it alone. We've got both. Edie is back from Santa Monica, and E. Betsy has a suggestion for Edie. So, Donna, can we bring them both up? We can only bring up one at a time. Okay, so let's bring up E. Betsy first, and she has a suggestion for Edie, and then we'll go back to Edie. So, E. Betsy, welcome to the show. Of course, you know the show very well. What do you got for Edie?
And Edie. My suggestion for Edie, because I did the same thing. Actually, my client did the same thing. He sent the wrong item to two different buyers. What we did was we first sent them a Kunda's coupon for 25% off their next item with our profuse apologies. And then we made new shipping labels and saved them as a PDF, converted that to a JPEG, and sent them to them via my messages. So all they had to do was print out the shipping label to send the item to the other person.
Oh, brilliant.
So we didn't have to wait while the shipping label was sent to them or have the expense of sending a shipping label to them. We just had them do it. We just did it digitally through my messages.
And
we attached the JPEG as a photo.
So, Betsy, what were the items, the two items that were mistakenly shipped?
One was a sapphire necklace and one was a James Avery charm. So they were pretty different.
Wow.
They were not interchangeable. The lady who received the necklace was not happy.
Yeah. And did it all work out?
Just positive feedback. So,
did it all work out in the end?
It worked out well. The lady that got the by mistake referenced slow shipping in her feedback, but other than that, everything was good.
Perfect.
So, and they were happy to help out, and they understood, and you know, we just apologized all over the place and said, we are so sorry, we want you to get your item as quickly as possible. Made a second shipping label, saved the PDF, changed it into a JPEG, and you know, boom, we were done. So they were very nice about it.
So you,
I think those buyers are, if you apologize correctly, and you might call them also, that also helps.
Yeah, it also helps too. Phone call, in a situation like this, which is kind of a, I mean, it's a step up above your own, the usual customer service issues that come up. A phone call really can go a long way to easing concerns and anxiety.
Well, that's what I did first, was actually I called them and explained the situation and apologized and said, you know, here's what I can do. And they were perfectly happy with that. So
see,
I highly recommend it.
E-Betsy, you're the best.
Well, we try, Griff, because we learn from you, and that's learning from the best.
Well, thank you. Now, we're going to go back to Edie when we come back in our fourth segment. So stay tuned. This segment was brought to you by Adisha. 888-723-4630 is our number. We'd love to hear from you right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
What have we here? Aren't you a little too old to be sitting on Santa's lap?
Maybe, but I don't know who else to ask about the collectible toys I just scored at an estate sale. I figured you'd know what they're worth.
I only know who's naughty or nice. Try WorthPoint. They're the world's largest online resource for valuing art, antiques, and collectibles.
How do they know what my toys are worth?
WorthPoint has a huge database of more than 300 million items with sold prices, plus a library of reference books and price guides. They've even got a catalog of maker's marks and other identifiers.
So WorthPoint can tell me what something is and what it's worth? That's pretty cool.
Here's something even cooler. For every annual subscription purchased this November and December, WorthPoint will donate $10 to Toys for Tots because they believe in giving back. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com. Now, get off my lap.
Your eBay store always has such a great selection of hot-selling merchandise. How do you know what to buy?
It's not what I know, it's who I know. I buy liquidation goods through the B-Stock Sourcing Network.
What's that?
B-Stock works directly with leading retailers to liquidate their excess and returned inventory at prices way below retail. It used to be that only a select few companies could buy that merchandise, but B-Stock leveled the playing field. It's now available to big and small buyers alike, with no middleman and no markup.
How does it work?
First, I find great deals at BeStockSourcing.com. I can shop by the pallet or by the truckload across dozens of categories. Then I apply for permission to bid. Once I'm approved, I just bid on the goods I want.
BeStockSourcing.com, huh?
Yep, it's BeStockSourcing.com. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 394.
eBay sellers dread negative feedback, but it happens, and you have to deal with it. John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He says the first thing you should do is...
Do not respond. That's the first thing, man. Walk away from the computer. Calm down. It's not that serious, people. What you need to do is, because a lot of times we get into that mode of, I gotta respond immediately because this person is so wrong, you know? If you're in that mode, that's not the best time to start typing.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. It's a Wonderful Life appears on TV more than any other holiday movie. And Rudolph was actually created by Montgomery Ward in the late 1930s for a holiday promotion. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome. Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Why don't you jingle our bells with your ring at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. And guess who's back on the line? We have Edie from Santa Monica. Dress to suit is her user ID, and I think she has a follow-up. So, Edie, what's up?
Well, I wanted to thank E. Betsy for the suggestion, because that's great. The label can be over at the other people's place, the same day.
Sure.
So I like that suggestion. But here's my second question, which is a problem I'm having.
Okay.
I sell used and new clothing, and my sales have really, normally they do go down during the Christmas time and speed up in January, like you say. But for the last several months, my sales have just been 50% of what they are last year.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was wondering is, last year I was an anchor store. When the prices changed this summer, I switched to a premium store.
Sure.
And I'm just wondering if that's the cause of the problem.
No, there's no... store subscription level is not a factor in how items are displayed or ranked in best match. More than likely, it can be a number of things, but here are the top reasons that we have discovered over time when it comes to apparel, especially used apparel. One is that particular category, clothing, shoes, and accessories in general, but any of the subcategories, are really saturated with inventory right now. So the choices that a buyer has in front of him or her are much greater than they've ever been. So this makes it, well, in any marketplace where there's a lot of supply and there's a lot of competition, sellers who aren't paying attention to that competition and pricing accordingly or changing out inventory, which may not be as the hottest trend or styles that buyers are looking for, will see their sales drop. I can tell you with my own experience, 4 or 5 years ago, I could sell just about any Tommy Bahama Hawaiian-style camp shirt I could get my hands on. And the prices for getting these shirts in great condition, I mean, in some cases, they look like they were new for a low price at thrift stores, was not that hard to do. But that's the problem, is it wasn't that hard to do. So everyone started doing it, and the prices went up. And then the style, the demand changed for styles. So the trends are not the same as they were 4 or 5 years ago. So those shirts that I had back then, they are almost a drug on the market. It's really hard for us to get rid of them. And that's just a factor of retail. And for a lot of us who are new into the retail field, these are all new things that we may not have considered, is that things go in and out of style, marketplaces get saturated, prices become really competitive, it's harder to make a living. And what most savvy retailers or merchants do in a case like that is they pull out of that category and find something else. I'll be honest, it's not easy. I focused my whole business on mostly used men's apparel, albeit in unbelievable condition. But I've learned to stay on top of styles now, because that's also very important. And one of the things that I recommend that anyone who sells anything, but mostly apparel, is that there is free market research out there being conducted by major brand companies and sellers, big names like Macy's and Nordstrom's. They have catalogs that they'll send you for free. And those catalogs are basically the result of all of their buyer marketing research about what's going to be hot, what buyers are going to be looking for. So I use these catalogs to help guide me when I'm looking for used apparel for the styles and colors and types of fashion that they're advertising for the next season. And that merchandise tends to do well. My problem is, even when I have this research, I have a very specific personal taste about what I like in shirts, for example. So sometimes I have to kind of swallow my own personal taste for what I like and focus in on what buyers would like based on this research and then buy that kind of inventory. So, for example, I've never been a fan of plaid shirts. They don't thrill me. But plaid became a very big thing in the last couple years in men's shirts. So if I kept passing by great brand name plaid shirts that were really quite attractive otherwise, because I would never like them, then I'm leaving money on the table. So it becomes a number of factors when you are in a situation like yours is to keep on top of pricing, make sure that you're not overpricing your merchandise. Sometimes if somebody's selling similar merchandise for less money and you can't really go below them, then that's without losing money, and who wants to lose money? It's probably best just to liquidate that inventory and find something new. And also keeping on top of, in apparel especially, what's in fashion right now. And then if the majority of your inventory is used, as you mentioned, you'll find your sales, as usual, pick up after the holiday season. But Edie, keep in touch with us because we want to know how well you do. And thank you so much for keeping us updated with your situation. This segment was brought to you by Bulk. We'll be back in our second hour of Ask Griffin Lee in a moment. 888-723-4630.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeak. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.